Welcome to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. To join the conversation, call 508-871-7000. Now, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
At the Worcester Telegram today, I saw somebody was accusing you of having donated money to Ed Markey. Is that correct or not?
As I said, I'm a convert. Back when there were things that were done.
So you did give money.
I saw the light, like Reagan.
We did give
our history.
Marty, I gotta nail this down though.
Okay.
You did give money to Ed Markey.
I did make contributions in the past, not in the recent past, but in the past to. To Democrats. Since then, like I said, through life experience, through owning a business.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. That distinguished man across from me, that's Terry Hendricks. Good morning, I'm John Featherston. Got an action-packed program here this morning. I see the phones are ringing. Keep calling if you're trying to get in. Come on. It's your chance to stump for your state committee race or who you're supporting in the state committee, presidential, or for a state rep race. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning. Interesting night last night in South Carolina. Hillary just kicked old Bernie's butt.
Kicked Bernie's butt, yeah. And the Trump train seems to be rolling. But let's talk about the Mass GOP state committee stuff because the phones are ringing, like I said. One thing I want to do is, we started the show with a little bit of Marty Lamb and Howie Carr, who I am a big fan of, and Howie Carr appears on these airways every day from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. Howie, people who live in glass houses should not be throwing stones, okay, Howie?
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say this morning. I will never speak ill will of another Republican in public because I believe in the Reagan rule, but come on, Howie, let's keep it real.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually listening to Jeff Kuhner the other morning. Or the other afternoon, and he kept calling a friend of mine a hack, and that friend of mine is Ed McGrath, and I was quite honestly, I was talking to myself about it, and I actually was thinking about calling in, but I was so pissed about it that honestly, when I get really angry, I try not to do stupid things. I think that would have probably been stupid on my part, but. I've known Ed McGrath a long time, and I know Marty Lamb. I've known them both for a long time, and, we've knocked a lot of doors together and made a lot of phone calls and, worked on a number of campaigns, and, I like them both, but, Reagan rule was really being violated. So.
Yeah, the Reagan rule is being violated, and how dare us. I wrote an editorial to the Metro West Daily News saying that only 11% of the populace in Massachusetts is Republicans, and we ought to be working together, and we should not be dividing ourselves right now with that. Hey, let's go to our first phone call. I think it looks like we've got Neil St. Clair on the line. Good morning, Neil. Thank you for joining All Politics is Local. What's going on?
My pleasure. Well, thanks, everybody, for having me here. Neil St. Clair, I'm standing for State Committee for the GOP for the 2nd Suffolk and Middlesex District here.
Well, tell us a little bit about why you're running, who you are, and more importantly, how we learn more about you.
Well, fantastic. Thank you. So living in the Fenway area here with my wife and daughter, just having a wonderful time, and really just kind of want to say that I am part of this wonderful Baker-Polito team here, this new wave of respectful, reasonable, what I like to call innovative, moderate Republicans that are kind of sweeping into office. And that's what a lot of our folks here that are running for state committee are really trying to do, is trying to bring this party back to this great level of respectability and rationality. So we're really focused on a couple of things here. We really want to focus on fighting opioid addiction, fixing our transportation system, expanding access to quality education, growing through innovation. That's really one of my focuses here. I'm a startup entrepreneur in the media space and really want to make sure that that's the transformative growth of our economic engine here in the future. And we're really focusing on engaging in partnerships meaningfully in our local communities. So that's really why I'm running, and that's why I got behind Charlie Baker here, and very honored that he was able and willing to endorse me as well. So ultimately, to learn more about me, you can head to my Facebook page, but really just asking anybody out there to vote, not just for myself, but for anybody that kind of wants to bring that reasonable rationality back to the Republican Party here on our March 1st election day. So excited about the opportunity to do that, and looking forward to anybody that has any questions. You can email me personally. I'm happy to give out my email address. It's Neil, at neilsinclair.com. If anybody has any questions or would care to learn more about me, I'm really there to answer. I'm here to be a conduit from our local communities up to our state government, and just looking forward to being part of this new wave of Republicanism that I hope comes into office.
Yeah, Neil, a couple things. You know, your name is that S-T. C-L-A-I-R or S-A-I-N-T-C-L-A-I-R? Is that just so people get it right?
Correct. It is Neil, N-E-I-L, at Neil, N-E-I-L-S-T-C-L-A-I-R, and at St. Clair, not Sinclair, so I call myself a saint, not a sinner.
Well, there you go. Hey, Neil St. Clair, thanks for taking a couple minutes here on a Sunday morning to tell us more about your campaign. Good luck on Tuesday.
My pleasure. Thank
All right,
you
thanks,
much.
Neil.
Thank you. Good luck.
Hey, let's go to another person that was in, you know, kind of in the crosshairs of Howie Carr and Jeff Cooner this week. Ed McGrath from Framingham, our friend Ed McGrath. Good morning, Mr. McGrath. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you very much for this opportunity and the support. The activists in the Second Middlesex in Norfolk have been great. They know me, and as Tricia said, Ed, the people who know you and love you. No, that's not true, so don't worry about it. She's right. There's a reason the people on the town committees, including the Holliston Republican Town Committee, are supporting me, the treasurer of the Holliston Republican Town Committee. I have worked with everyone over the years to recruit candidates and get Republicans elected. I voted for the conservative platform, and I still work with those who voted against it because the most important thing is to get Republicans elected. And as I listened to the lead-in in the show, and I heard the chants of Hillary, 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 I was reminded of how important the one qualification all of our Republican candidates for president have. They're not Hillary Clinton. So when we have a nominee, it's critical we all support that nominee, whoever it is, and go in the same direction. And I am the only Republican candidate for Republican State Committee in the Second Middlesex in Norfolk that can support all the Republican nominees, whoever it is, for president. I haven't said who I'm voting for, and that's why. Whoever gets the nomination, I will support. And thank you to everyone who's supporting me. Please vote for McGrath, Lee, and Bruno on March 1st in the Second Middlesex in Norfolk District. And if you don't live in that district, please vote for the Jacob Polito team player in that, because it's all about getting Republicans elected.
Well, there you go. Ed McGrath running for Mass GOP State Committee in Natick, Framingham, Ashland, Holliston, Hopkinton, and Medway.
Yeah, Ed, it's interesting this year. Well, the state committee folks run every 4 years in the presidential primary. And it's interesting that normally people just don't hear anything about it. It's kind of a ho-hum. It's, you know, down the ballot. you know, you've been on this state committee for quite a while. Is this the first time you've had a competitor?
Yes, it is. It's the first time it's been challenged, and I'm told by someone who's been around longer than me, Jack Prindeville.
Oh, yeah.
That the last contested race in this district was when he ran against Andrew Natsios. And I forget the year that was, but it was quite a few years
ago. Oh, that had to be in the 80s.
So that was
maybe even 70s. That could have been even the 70s. Yeah.
And it really is a great thing. People are excited for it, but the important thing is when it's over, we all work together, because if we don't, Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States.
That's a scary thought, isn't it?
We should have learned 4 years ago that the Republican Party divided does not win elections. And then we wring our hands and say what a terrible 4 years it is and how our country has suffered. But there are those who would rather divide the Republican Party and lose elections and give the White House to Hillary Clinton than work together.
There you go.
There you go.
That's Ed McGrath, thanks for taking a couple minutes on a Sunday morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. And good luck on Tuesday.
All right, let's go to the next caller on the line. Is Christina Spillane? Am I saying that correctly?
Spillane, yes, you got it.
Good morning, Christina. Thanks for taking a couple minutes.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. And I'm very excited because this is my first time running for political office, and I put my hat in the ring for State Committee for the Worcester 1st District. I put my hat in the ring, actually, because I find that this race is critically important. We have a governor that has an approval rating across the nation. That's one of the highest. I think it is the highest. I think it's the job of the Massachusetts Republican Party to get behind Charlie and to make sure that we support him. So just a little bit about myself. I'm a Worcester resident. My family's been in Worcester their whole lives. I'm a working mom. I have two small children, 9 and 6. And I've had about a 25-year career in the financial services space. And in that role, I'm a strategic account manager. So I have to look at problems and bring the right people to the table and be able to solve those problems. And I bring that knowledge and that experience to the state committee role. Behind the scenes, I've worked on Kim Ferguson's campaign and Hannah Kane's campaign, and of course the governor and lieutenant governor, known them for many years. But now it's really the time for me to step forward and to make a difference on the state committee level. So very excited to be in the race and happy to answer anyone's questions or have people reach out to me. And to get a hold of me, you will go to my Facebook page is Christina for Republican State Committee. Or my email is spillanestatecommittee@gmail.com, and it's SPILLANE.
Now, Christine, what district do you represent or want to represent?
Yep, I'm the Worcester 1st District, so that's Worcester, Boylston, West Boylston, Northborough, Holden, Princeton, and Clinton.
A lot of land, but not a lot of people.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, Christina, thank you so much for taking the time to call into All Politics Local. And give that Facebook page one more time.
My Facebook is Christina for Republican State Committee.
There you go. Hey,
Christina,
good luck.
With a K.
Yep. There you go. Good luck on Tuesday. Thanks
thank
for calling in.
Much.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick short break. We've got Jeff Deal on the line and Janet Lambruno, and the phone is ringing. So, you know, be patient. We're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. We'll be back.
You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics on WCRN 830. Join the conversation, 508-871-7000. That's 508-871-7000. Or learn more about the program at allpoliticsislocalma.com. We're talking about the presidential primary coming up on Tuesday, and we're talking about the state committee races. And I think that our next guest on the air could lead a good perspective on a lot of things going on. State Rep. Jeff Deal, who is the co-chair of Donald Trump's campaign here in Massachusetts. Good morning, State Rep. Jeff Deal.
Hey, John. How you doing? And hey, Terry. Good
morning. Good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, last week I got basically announced as the co-chair for Massachusetts for Donald Trump's campaign. And, you know, obviously the work up until Super Tuesday is important, but then beyond that we still have the delegate selections, and then you have, of course, November election, which I think he should be, I'm guessing he'll be a finalist for us. So,
oh, yeah. I don't think we have to worry about that, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, and obviously Massachusetts, the recent poll, a new one just came out today that shows him at 43%. You know, I've seen 50, I've seen 40, now he's settling in around 43%. I think that's about where I estimated he would be as far as support in Massachusetts. But, you know, this is a campaign for him that really mirrors a lot of what I have been all about. When I first got into office, I had run on the fact that I just didn't think Beacon Hill was listening to the people that, you know, they were supposed to represent. And I think Donald Trump's tapped into the fact that people feel that D.C. isn't listening to, you know, what's going on. And, you know, I know Donald has a strong economic plan to, you know, increase business growth and job growth, and at the same time secure the border so that, you know, like in Massachusetts, we spend $1.9 billion annually on, basically services for people who are here legally, and you know, he's going to try to shut the valve off, so at least we have a chance to kind of get people back to work and, you know, get the housing, you know, get health care for people who are currently not covered and losing it, you know, to people who really haven't, you know, are coming to our country, you know, again, not legally. So that's some of the important parts of his campaign. But you know, what I'm doing is trying to get the activists across the state who, you know, helped so much on the gas tax ballot question to, you know, stop that taxation without representation, get those activists involved in his campaign to make sure that, you know, we drive up the numbers as strongly as possible. Because I don't know if you read this article recently, but Politico said that Donald Trump has actually made Massachusetts in play as far as, you know, the November election. So if you, it's like Ronald Reagan almost, if you can get Massachusetts to actually go for Donald Trump, it would pretty much show that, you know, he's resonating all across the country. And clearly the primaries have shown that he has.
Well, he has a chance Tuesday to run the table. I think the last time I looked, he was statistically tied with Ted Cruz in Texas, which is, I think, 155 electoral votes. And
and
the stakes really get bigger.
And he's beating Rubio in Florida pretty strongly, which, you know, so if those two are kind of the, you know, the main competitors, it's pretty interesting to see that in their home states they're having trouble, you know, either beating or staying above them. But, you know, it's the people that are going to decide, and that's what the best part about, you know, democracy and elections are all about, is you really get a chance to kind of, you know, find out how people are feeling about issues and candidates. And so that's why, you know, for me, being involved in this thing, gives me a front row seat. And oh, I should mention, by the way, at Springfield, at Springfield City Hall, at 2 o'clock today, I'll be headlining a rally for Donald Trump as well.
Now, you guys, I know you guys have a campaign office on in Littleton, just right off 495. Isn't that that's your headquarters, isn't it?
It is the headquarters, and then I'm on the eastern part of the state, so I actually have a location in Easton as well, where we're working out of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any out on the western part of the state, Springfield, Chicopee? That area?
Well, right now, no. But, you know, I mean, again, it's this campaign is, believe it or not, fairly early in its infancy. I mean, you know, after Iowa, I think Donald Trump started to really ramp up his operations, which is just only a few weeks ago. So I think we're about 3 weeks into, you know, having these offices up, and I assume we'll have some more coming soon. I'm just waiting for Super Tuesday to get by us before we make the next plans.
All right, we're on the line with Massachusetts State Representative Jeff Deal. Jeff, promo that event you're going to later again today?
Yep, so if people want to go to Springfield City Hall at the steps there, we'll be doing a rally for Donald Trump at 2 o'clock, and I look forward to not only seeing people there and signing them up as volunteers, but also you can get some signs and get some bumper stickers and obviously spread the word.
Now, when's the next time Donald's going to be in the state?
Well, there was an attempt to try to get him in before Super Tuesday. Obviously, he's just looking at states now, I think, where he needs to make sure he drives up the numbers, and I'm going to assume Texas will be part of that. But, you know, that's really for his national team to be working on. We're making our pitch, and we will be getting him back out here as soon as possible. I'm happy to promote that as soon as I know.
Well, you know, the stakes are going to get, you know, bigger for what I'd call, you know, the second tier of Republican candidates because, you know, here in Massachusetts, for instance, you know, Donald Trump's somewhere in the low to mid-40s, maybe even higher. And, you know, the next level of support is at 20%. So
right.
It's not close.
No, it is interesting. It is interesting. And by the way, I know people are, you know, it's hesitant to make parallels too early in somebody's political career. But I know Donald Trump draws a lot of scorn from, you know, sort of an establishment group. I want people to remember back to a guy who was pretty well distrusted by establishment folks before he ended up winning in 1980, and that was Ronald Reagan. And if you think of the term Reagan Democrat, all right, that's the fact that Ronald Reagan appealed to people outside of the Republican Party and ultimately ended up growing that Republican Party base. And I think that's what Donald Trump's been showing, is that he's been winning over all the demographics, including in Nevada, the Hispanic vote, over two Hispanic rivals. And he's increased. Look, the Nevada turnout was twice what it was 4 years ago for their caucuses. So the fact of the matter is he's proving that he's expanding the base of the Republican Party. And I think we should really embrace it. And I think in Massachusetts, it's going to be a great sign for the future, you know, for the growth of our party.
Hey, Jeff Deal, thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk about Donald Trump this morning. Appreciate
it. I appreciate it. Thanks, Terry, too.
All right, thank you.
Have a good
day.
Week. Have a good weekend. Next on the line, been holding the line patiently, let's go to Janet Lambruno, running for the Mass GOP State Committee. Good morning, Ms. Lambruno.
Oh, hey, how are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
I thought that was Hillary in the background, barking.
Oh, that was so. She saw a squirrel, so I'm sorry.
Who? Hillary saw a squirrel and she's chasing it?
Okay, my dog,
so what's going on? You're running for Mass GOP State Committee. Tell us about yourself and give us your elevator speech.
Well, Well, you know, it's funny. You would think that this race is like a Senate race. It's, you know, honestly, it's like something I've never seen. I mean, we, you know, I'm really very disappointed that it's kind of become this negative, just this heated, contested, you know, name-calling. Just like I've never seen this in my all my days of running against Democrats. And it's just, it's really disheartening because our kind of our role, our goal is to bring people in and grow our party. And I don't know how anybody would want to, you know, even get involved, you know, get involved with this fighting going on and, you know, the social media rants and raves and the, you know, the conversation about rhinos and hacks and, you know, Charlie, the names that are being called our governor, who, you know, he's the most popular governor in the state, in America. And his approval rating is, you know, around 80% in the state. And it's just really disheartening to see such, you know, shenanigans going on. And I just, you know, and for the record, you know, there seems to be some conversation about Charlie Baker, the governor, trying to purge the committee of the conservatives. And, you know, it's mind-boggling because what happened was, you know, 6-8 months ago, we were all told, the people that had been on the state committee, that we were going to have people run against us. The national committee woman, in fact, is the one that got my opponent to run against me and actually turned her signatures in at the Secretary of State. And I was floored. I don't know really what to say. I've been in the trenches with candidates dating back to, you know, when I was 10 years old working on campaigns as a kid in my town of Framingham. But, you know, just the last 7 years being very involved with, you know, the campaigns of Mary Z, John Featherston, Scott Brown, Gabriel Gomez, Charlie Karen, you know, Hannah Kane. I mean, it goes on and on. I just don't know what to actually say. And so I really feel like I have to defend the governor and the lieutenant governor. And where they're trying to take this message is that, you know, they're leaving voicemails, robocalls saying vote against the establishment hack. But yet the same day you receive a mailer with the governor in their mailer. So it's like they're trying to play it both ways. They either want this, you know, major reform or they stand with the governor. I don't understand why you would not want to stand with the guy that's doing a phenomenal job, and they're just tearing him down. And
well, you're bringing up some good points, Janet, and excuse me for interrupting. We're going to have to take a break at the bottom of the hour here and get on top of things with CBS News. We've got State Rep. Paul Frost holding. We've got Alice holding as well. After the news, we'll get to you real quick. Janet, you're welcome to hang on the line, or if you want to call back, you can do that as well. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. We'll be back after CBS News.
We're live and local.
Live and local.
News and talk radio, 830 WCRN.
Hey, we're back here on All Politics is Local, WCRN 830. We got so many balls in the air here. We're going, but we're live, we're local here on WCRN 830. That's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. We're talking about the mass GOP state committee races. Teddy's on the phone. So, I mean, so far, Terry, this morning, I mean, a lot of excitement, a lot of news about the state committee races. What are your thoughts?
It's unbelievable because if you ask the average voter, you know, who's your state committee person, they'd look at you like, you know. Of course, on the other hand, you ask a lot of the average voter who the president is, and well, they may not get that right either. But
that is true. But, I mean, a lot of attention's been grown to it, and I think it's good. Healthy. I don't like the infighting of our party, but I think it's a good thing that that we are talking about it. Let's go to Alice. Alice, who's been holding for a long time on the lines. We're driving Teddy nuts in the production studio over there, but he's doing a great job. Thank you, Ted. Alice, good morning. Thank you for calling into All Politics is Local here on WCRN.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Alice Shattuck. I'm a candidate for State Committee Woman in the 5th Middlesex District. So that's Melrose, Malden, Wakefield, Reading, Stoneham, and Precincts 1, 2, 3, and 8 of Winchester. So I just wanted to say hi, chat a little bit about my race and why I decided to get involved. I was working on Monica Medeiros' state Senate campaign in 2014, actually her state Senate campaign twice because she ran in a special and then in the regular November state Senate election that year. And, you know, it was eye-opening for me because I just saw that there was so much more that could be done with having more people on the ground wanting to get organized, trying to help Republicans get elected to office. And I really wanted to be a part of building up that infrastructure. So I looked into kind of what kind of roles there were in the party, and state committee was really appealing to me. I started going to all the city and town committee meetings in my district probably about a year ago, getting to know the needs of Republicans here, what they're looking for in candidates. During that time, I mean, since 2013, I've worked on 3 school committee races, 2 state Senate races, 2 alderman races, a selectman race just here in this district, as well as we really defeated an override with a huge margin in Melrose where people said we wouldn't be able to do it and that it was a pointless race and we should give up. So I know how to do this. I know how to make these campaigns happen. I've been knocking doors, writing press releases, making calls, appearing on local TV, holding fundraisers at my house. If you've ever thought about running for office and you live in the 5th Middlesex District, then you need to call me up, Alice Shattuck, and we will get you a race and we will get you elected to help Charlie in the legislature, because this is a really exciting time to be a Massachusetts Republican, the most exciting in my life, certainly. And I just know that with the right team in place, we can make this happen and grow a party that is going to be able to win.
Alice, now plug your Facebook page, because you've got some fun endorsements up there.
Oh, right. So my Facebook is facebook.com/Alice Shattuck Melrose, or you can just look for Alice Shattuck for State Committee. If you put that in the search bar, it should come right up. Michael Graham did a fun endorsement for me. You might remember my husband, Tom, used to be the great and powerful Tom from the Michael Graham show.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so we know him very well. We're big fans of him.
So indeed, he's a lot of fun. He's not necessarily as useful on the campaign trail as you might think, but I am.
I'm sure he's glad to hear that.
That's key. I have to prod him to get him to do things. So, but he's a lot of fun, certainly. And Michael Graham did a really funny video endorsement for me, so you should definitely check that out.
No, it was great. You have to see it. It's classic Michael Graham. Yes. So once again, so tell us, you know, how we can get a hold of you, Alice.
Right. So I have my website, alishattuck.com. I have my Facebook page, facebook.com/AliceShattuckMelrose. And you can also email me at AliceKTonic. That's my maiden name, @gmail.com. But yeah, Facebook and the website are the easiest ways to get in touch, find out more about what I've been up to here in the 5th Middlesex District. And definitely, if you want to run for office, the time to start getting ready for November is right now, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Alice, you sound like you're a bit young, if you don't mind sharing your age. And
I am 29.
Yeah.
So I used to work on an e-commerce website for, you know, a multi-million dollar clothing company. That's my background, so it's more in tech and internet marketing, media, that type of thing. But, you know, I'm married now, have a couple kids, and so I'm home with them. So I really have the time to do it. You know, this has been kind of my hobby that's taken over my house a little bit. You know, I print flyers upstairs. During our override battle here in Melrose, I really was, you know, running a Kinko's coffee shop out of our upstairs. But it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. It's my hobby, and I do this full time now. So I am on the younger side, I guess, for being involved with this, but I think my experience is really relevant to where campaigning is right now.
Well, what drew you to the Republican Party versus being a Democrat?
I've been conservative for probably a pretty long time. September 11th happened in my first week of high school, and that to me really changed my perspective on the world. So this is the debate that was happening at my high school when I was growing up is, you know, will we get into the Iraq war? All these kind of, you know, really it changes how safe you feel in your country when that happens right on the cusp of adulthood. And to me, that was a very defining experience for my political life. And then, you know, I've also been just really drawn to the message of liberty. I think that the Republican Party has a real shot right now with the rise of some of these companies like Uber, and the way that really entrenched special interests have been fighting them for young people who believe in liberty, who believe in the power of technology and innovation to shape the world we live in and enrich the lives of everyone, that I think that's a message that resonates with young people. So to me, it's these combined factors. It's realism about the world today, about the world stage and keeping America safe, and about personal liberty and freedom and making sure that we allow the innovation to happen that's going to make the world a better place.
Well, thank you. Well, one of the things I've noticed, there just seem to be a lot more younger people interested in the Republican Party, and it's very refreshing because, you know, honestly, a lot of people think the Republican Party are old fat white guys like me. So it's good to hear somebody that's on the younger side, lots of energy and commitment. So I think we got to go. We've got a lot of people on the phone.
Thank you
very much, and good luck on Tuesday.
Alice Shattuck, thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for holding the line, and good luck on Tuesday. All right. Hey, Representative Paul Frost, we are trying to connect with you. My sincere apologies. We had a little bit of a computer problem for a minute there, but let's go back to the line if we can, Teddy, and let's punch up a candidate who's running for state rep, Stephanie Peach, and she's also joined on the phone by a Mass GOP candidate, Charles Grillo, who appeared on this program last week. Good morning, Stephanie Peach and Charles Grillo. How's it going, guys? Can you hear us? Hello?
Yeah. How you doing, John and Terry? How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Hey, good. Not bad. Thanks for taking a couple minutes to call in. Tell us about your campaign a little bit. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a great day for campaigning. I'm actually with Stephanie Peach up here in Peabody. We're holding some signs. We're going to be doing some door knocking. Then the governor's going to stop by around 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Charles Grillo. I'm running for state committee for Newton, Brookline, and Wellesley. And the reason why I'm in this race is to help candidates like Stephanie Peach and Dean Tran get elected. We have a good opportunity to pick up these two seats to help the governor support his initiative for fiscal responsibility and job creation for Massachusetts.
Well, there you go. So you're running on Tuesday for Mass GOP State Committee, and what's your territory again?
It's going to be Newton, Brookline, and Wellesley.
All right, and you're out helping, and you've been really on the ground, and kudos to you. Thank you for doing it. You've been on the ground helping Stephanie Peach get elected. She's running for state rep where?
I'm running for a state rep.
Hey, there she is. Hey,
there I am.
How are you? Good morning. Thanks for taking a couple minutes.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me on. So I'm running in the 12th Essex District, which entails most of the city of Peabody. So it's former Representative Leah Cole's seat. So we're hoping to keep this a Republican seat in the upcoming election on Tuesday.
Well, fantastic. How can people learn more about your campaign?
So my website is peach4peabody.com. My email is peach4peabody@gmail.com. And my phone number is 978-503-1443. And I'm really just looking to continue the great work. I worked for the former Representative Leah Cole on Beacon Hill for the last 2 years. I also worked for before I worked for her, I worked for Representative Frost out of Auburn. And, you know, I just love being up on Beacon Hill and helping the people of my district be able to navigate our state government and push forward some conservative ideas and reform in our state government. So that's really why I'm in this race, and we have a great opportunity to keep this seat and then pick up a seat in Fitchburg. So things are looking great for the Republican Party now.
There you go, and you've been really working hard, so kudos to you. Good luck on Tuesday. Good luck to Charles Grillo on Tuesday as well. Thanks, guys, for taking a couple minutes.
Hey, John, just want to do a shout-out. I was with Dean Tran last weekend. He was endorsed by the National Small Businesses there. You can go to deantran.com to help out his campaign. He needs every single vote to get him across the finish line so Dean and Stephanie can get into Beacon Hill to help the governor.
Thank you, Charles. Good luck, guys, on Tuesday. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go now to State Rep Paul Frost. We apologize, Paul. We were having a little bit of computer problems. Thanks for your patience. Good morning. How are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for taking a couple minutes to call into All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830 to talk about the Mass GOP State Committee races. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's an interesting time because you're seeing unprecedented campaigning for positions that are on the Republican presidential primary ballot that, honestly, normally most folks wouldn't even know anything about it. You know, they don't even know what their state committee is. So, and now all of a sudden they're getting mailers and this, maybe hearing radio ads. And, I know, for example, a gentleman named Chris Walton, who's running in Holden and Worcester and Princeton area and West Boylston and Boylston and Northborough and Clinton, you know, he's running radio ads on your station. So, so it is an unbelievable, unprecedented time for these seats. But it's really because they're very important positions. And, you know, it is a lot of inside baseball, and I know that probably would, you know, roll a lot of people's eyes in the back of their head if we get into the real minutiae of it. But the reality is that the Republican State Committee are like the board of directors of the state party. And they decide who the next chairman is going to be, who the state treasurer is going to be, who the town meeting, the state party treasurer is going to be. They're going to decide the makeup of our members to our National Republican Committee. They get to take two representatives from Massachusetts and send them down there for that. And we have a whole host of other things, important things they do, such as fundraising and allocating funds and helping candidates from Charlie Baker to Karen Pleto down to the state rep level and the state senate level, and helping both Republican elected officials and candidates. And so it's a very, very, very important position. And what right now we have is a battle where some folks who made some gains a few years ago, 4 years ago, have come back and have created a group that want to take over the Republican State Committee. And they started plotting and planning and, you know, running against some members who are already on the committee and try to work in order to take them out so they could take control of the state party for their agenda and for their issues. And what's kind of happened is there's been a pushback. The governor and lieutenant governor have noticed this and said, hey, wait a minute, these are good people that are on the committee that you're running against. You know, we're going to push back. And so that's the kind of battle you see right now. But my concern is, and, I'm supporting the folks that Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Pleto are supporting because we need an inclusive party. You know, some of the folks that are running for these seats and the groups that are supporting them want to have a very exclusive party. Like, if you don't agree with them 100% of the time, they don't want you to be involved. And that's very frustrating. And when you hear the words of some of these candidates, rhinos, establishment, this, that, and the other thing, we're a Republican Party in Massachusetts where we make up 11% of the voting population. We're nowhere near an establishment.
No, we're not.
And we need all the allies we can get. So being exclusive, getting into name calling within our own party. I mean, we got some people who are running for these positions from the other camp that have been online, like Facebook or emails or on blogs, that actually attack Republican elected officials.
Yes.
All the names. Okay, well, that's not healthy. That's not going to build a party. Why should I see you get that platform as a state committee person so that you can bash our candidates? In fact, we even have some state committee people who do that today. And now they're surprised that they have challengers. So, so I think it's a struggle for the heart and soul of our party. Now, some people have tried to make this out to be, well, this is a conservative, Governor Baker is trying to take out all the conservatives. That's not true. I know many conservative state committee folks. I'm conservative. I know many conservative state committee folks who are being supported by Governor Baker and Karen Pleto. Folks who are very socially conservative who are being supported by Governor Baker and Karen Pleto. Okay? So I know this is not an ideological battle over social issues or economic issues or fiscal issues or what have you. It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. Okay? And that's why I want to make that clear to some of you folks out there that Governor Baker isn't trying to go after just certain members of the party because of what they believe in. And that particular narrative that's trying to be created by the other side of this story is wrong and it's false.
Paul,
if you're a conservative voter, you can vote for people that they completely don't want.
Hey, Paul, thanks. Paul Frost, state rep from the Auburn area. Thanks for adding some clarity and some reality to the subject. We appreciate you taking the time to call in this morning.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, have a great weekend. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. We'll be back with more phone calls right after the break.
You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good Sunday morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830, 508-871-7000. That's 508-871-7000. Executive producer Ted, can you please punch up somebody that our guest in the studio knows pretty well, Janet Limbruno. Thanks for holding, Janet. How are you? Hey, Janet, I've got a guy sitting next to me. He says he knows you. He think he's state rep Chris Walsh.
I've never heard of him.
Never heard.
Hey, Janet.
I think you're in his district.
I think you're in his district, yeah. Hey, Janet, real quick, because the phone lines are still packed, give us your one-minute elevator speech that we cut you off on the last half hour, please.
No worry. The thing is that we really need to elect more Republicans. That is the bottom line. We need to be inclusive.
Chris might disagree with you.
I know, Jay, the thing is that, you know, we have to bring people in to grow our party, and we can't be screaming and yelling and swearing. We don't have enough of us. So, you know, my goal is to continue what I've been doing, win, lose, or draw. I'm not changing. I'm going to continue working, representing the people in my district, and I think I've done a good job at it. So I just really wish that we could stay above the fray. We want to bring people in, not drive them out. So I want to remind everybody to get out to the polls on Tuesday, March 1st, and I hope you consider voting for myself and Ed McGrath, my counterpart, who's a great guy, and we are in the Framingham, Ashland, Holliston, Hopkinton, Medway, Franklin, and Natick. We share part of both of those districts. So thanks again, guys.
Well, let me say this, Janet, and I think, you know, State Rep Chris Walsh would even agree, nobody, and the key word is nobody, has worked harder than you have in this past decade and trying to get people elected. On both sides of the party, you've been easy to work with, you've been accommodating, and you're a breath of fresh air in politics.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that one.
There you go. You've been
Janet is a great person. She's positive, unwaveringly positive, and she works really hard and gets out there, and she gets involved in a lot of
There's a Localist bipartisan system. Endorsement there,
there
for
we
you.
There we go.
There you
well,
go.
You know,
we,
doesn't get better than that.
You know, really, it's about getting things done. You know, if you scream and fight and yell and people aren't listening to you, how can you get your message across?
Remember that when you're talking to John, okay? No. Hey, Janet, we got to let you go because the phone lines are jammed. Good luck on Tuesday.
Good luck.
Hey, Ted, let's go to Mary Gallagher, who's also running for the Mass GOP State Committee. Good morning, Mary. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, John. Thank you for having me. I am running for state committee in the North Fork Suffolk District. And if elected, I will be the first female combat veteran on the Republican State Committee. And I'm proud to have the endorsement of both Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido. And my goal is very simple. If elected, I want to organize our RTCs. I want to train our activists. And I want Republicans to start winning in Norfolk, Suffolk. So if you live in Dedham, Westwood, Norwood, West Roxbury, four precincts in Needham, I would love to have your support on Tuesday.
Well, let's talk about your combat veteran piece a little bit. Because I think that's a very good piece, and thank you for your service.
And Dover, too.
Oh, and Dover. Let's not forget those nice people in Dover. But let's talk about your service piece there.
Oh, thank you. Well, I did 12 years in the Air Force. I was I actually enlisted in May of 2001, and in October, late October of 2001, I was in Afghanistan. I was wounded twice I served once in Afghanistan, twice in Iraq, and my last overseas deployment was to Iraq in 2009, where unfortunately I was wounded again, and that pretty much ended my military service. But I am a proud veteran and proud to have worn the uniform of this country. I have been awarded the Bronze Star, and along with the Purple Heart. And I believe that, growing up in Norfolk, Suffolk, I was born in Norwood and raised in West Roxbury, that, I understand this area well, and these are hardworking people, many of whom have also worn the uniform. And I think it's time for my generation to start having a say and to, like Janet, very much end the shouting and let's start getting something done for the GOP in this state.
Well, there you go. Hey, thank you for taking the time. More importantly, thank you for your service to this country.
Thank
Mary Gallagher, running for Mass GOP State Committee.
Thank you
so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, we've got another state rep on the line, my good friend, Susanna Whips-Lee. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
It's John? Always nice to talk to you. How are you holding up?
I'm doing great.
Hey, we got a colleague of yours in the studio, Chris Walsh.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Great to see you. It's great to hear you.
So you've got
it's
some...
It's Sunday morning here in Athol, and I'm running around making some last-minute phone calls for my good friends, Reed Hillman and Lindsay Valenzuela, who are both running for state committee.
Yep.
Reed was the very first person I called in 2011 when I thought I wanted to run. He had run for lieutenant governor, had been a rep, and a retired colonel of the Massachusetts State Police, and just a very good friend. And he encouraged me and guided me and helped me a lot. And that's what state committee people are supposed to do. And for, I have 12 towns in three different senatorial districts. So I actually have six state committee people who come into my district. And throughout two campaigns, one out of the six helped me out, called me, checked on me, and actually even congratulated me for winning a seat that had been held by the Democrats for the last 30 years. So we need a little change in our state committee, and we need people like Reed and Lindsay who are going to reach out and help all of the candidates who are out there. So I've been working really hard for them. I know they're endorsed by the governor. Also, throughout my campaign, state committee people who don't even live in my area who reached out to me, like Janet Lombruno and Ed McGrath and Mindy McKenzie Hebert and Kim Roy and Brent Anderson, just amazing people who went out of their way and came out to Athol to help me out during my campaign. So it's my pleasure to support all of those folks. And I know the governor and lieutenant governor were thrilled to endorse them for state committee.
So let me ask you, because... You can't be happy with how this race has been portrayed in the media the last week and the infighting in our party. What are your thoughts?
It's embarrassing for me. I really think, I've been a Republican since the day I turned 18 and came down to register to vote. My dad brought me down, and I think to double-check that, I put the R after my name. But it's sad because I'm more of a moderate Republican. I completely respect other people's ideas and ideals, and I know we need a bigger tent here, and we need to welcome everybody, and it seems like a lot of us who are more moderate tend to get pushed out, and, I get called a rhino, I get called, not a real Republican, and it's like, I bleed red, I'm a Republican, and I want people on our state committee that understand the importance of building the committee and encouraging young people, which having a birthday this week, I'm starting to feel like I'm not one of the young people anymore. But I think it's really important to engage people.
Well, there you go. Hey, State Rep Susie Whips-Lee, thanks for taking a couple minutes to come on All Politics is Local and pumping up your candidates. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a great
day.
We
got to talk soon. Hey, you're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN. It's top of the hour. Time for CBS News.